Hey guys, it's Aura. Welcome back to Magical Moments. Today we're going to be talking about aligned action. Why is aligned action the most important form of taking action? How can we find more alignment in our lives to create powerful shifts? And what do we do when we feel completely blocked from moving forward? One of my favorite quotes is from J. Cole, and it goes, "The good news is you came a long way. The bad news is you went the wrong way." We can end up working so hard and constantly hustling through life without reflecting on if we're headed in the right direction. It's better to stop everything you're doing than to keep doing the wrong thing over and over again. And sometimes we need seasons of complete rest so we can reset and realign with the new versions of ourselves. This episode is for anyone who feels like they don't have direction in life. If you feel like you don't know where you're going, what you're doing, what to do next, and you just want to throw in the towel and say, "Fuck it, I'm not gonna do anything." This is for you if you feel like you've lost your spark. You have no drive to do anything. You're questioning, why am I even on this planet? What was I made for? Why am I here? Nothing is exciting to me. I don't have passions. Even if I did have passions, I wouldn't know what to do or how to take action. And you feel like you're living the same day over and over again. This episode is for you. We teach what we most need to learn. And this episode hits a huge string for me because this is definitely something I have gone through over and over again, trying to learn how to take aligned action. Of course, I'm a manifesting generator. So in human design, if you're aware of this, we many gens need to respond to problems. That's how we take aligned action. So definitely get familiar with your human design if you're not aware of it. We need to learn to respond to things. So it's very difficult to constantly be the one initiating something to create. I need to respond. When I know that there's a need for something, then I will have all the answers channeled to me and I'll know how to take action. Aligned action. If you feel like you are blocked, the first thing you want to do is look at some of the reasons for your stagnation. Before we get into what aligned action is and how to take it, you want to look at all of the roadblocks and challenges that are preventing you from taking aligned action in the first place. So some of the common reasons that we do get stagnant in life are we don't know our why. So we don't have a why. We don't have a why that's strong enough to get us to wake up in the morning, to get us to push through all of the challenges that are coming up. Having a strong why gets you through the toughest times. If your why is centered around external events or people and they disappoint you or they let you down, then it can be very easy to just be like, nope, I'm not going on. If you don't appreciate me, I'm not going to continue my mission here. That means that you're putting too much weight into the external. And so there's this one guy who told me he started a series on TikTok, and he was like, "Oh, I started a series on TikTok about God and why it's important to have a relationship with God." And then he was receiving a lot of hate from his fans and his followers. And he was like, "I'm not sure if I want to continue the series or not." And so the first piece of advice that I gave him was, are you doing it for the response? Because if you're doing it for the response from others, then of course, if others are not appreciating you, you won't continue showing up for the people who don't like what you're doing. But if you have a higher purpose, you have a higher reason, a higher why, then you're doing it for something internal and not external. So I was like, "Why did you start this series?" And he's like, "I had a calling. I had a calling to start it to get people more connected to God. And it was through sharing my own journey about my connection with God that I wanted to share it with others." So I was like, "Okay, so you're doing it to strengthen your connection with God. So you're doing this for God and for yourself." Once we created that shift within him, he was like, "Oh my God, you're so right. Like, it doesn't matter what anyone else says about my series. If I believe in it and God believes in me, then that's all that matters." And it sounds cheesy, but that really is all that matters. As long as you have a strong why, you have a strong connection to God, strong connection to your own mission, then nothing external can faze you. There's this guy that just purchased his dream home. To me, he's so inspiring right now because it's the exact legacy and life that I'm kind of going after. And basically, he just bought this mansion. Huge mansion. He has a big, big family. And he says it took him 10 years to get to that position. For me, this is so inspiring and such a good representation of my why, because he said he was motivated by generational wealth and to create wealth that sustains his families for generations to come. And I was like, that's exactly what I want. And so he's shown up through setbacks, through bad clients, through failures, through hardships. He has shown up because his why transcends him. His why transcends anything that he's going through. He thinks about what he will leave behind long after he's gone. So that'll keep you going when you're not feeling like you want to take any action. You just have to have this strong why. Another reason for being stagnant is you're disconnected from your heart chakra. Your heart energy center is the bridge between the lower energy centers of your body and the higher energy centers of your body. So let's say you have your root chakra, which is the lowest, then you have your sacral chakra, then you have your solar plexus, and then the middle is the heart chakra. After your heart chakra, which creates the bridge to the higher dimensional awareness, then you have your throat chakra, you have your third eye chakra, your crown chakra, your ethereal god chakra, okay? If your heart chakra is blocked, you cannot access the higher dimension. You cannot access the higher realms. So really important that you open up your heart chakra because it also carries this electromagnetic field around us, this energy field around us that emits a subtle electromagnetic energy that extends beyond the physical body. And it's our aura. It's your aura. It's your energy that you emit. If people don't like you because of your energy, or you don't like someone because of their energy, most oftentimes, if you can't pinpoint why, it's because of what they're carrying in their aura. It's the negative thoughts that they have about themselves that they're carrying in their aura that you feel. If you're like, oh, I want to stay away from this person because they have bad vibes, but you don't know why, maybe it's because at night they go and they do weird things and you can feel that in their energy center. This is all being emitted from the heart. So things that you want to think about are the different energies that you feel from people that are held in the aura. So there's 7 different layers of the aura. You can Google that. You can figure that out and do meditations online to heal these different energy bodies. But basically, each one of these energy bodies carries memory. So if you have a dense aura, work on healing these memories. Take these memories out of your aura, clear them out, so that you can take aligned action. Another thing that you want to do, use your gut reaction, because oftentimes your intuition will know more than you do and it's not explainable. Just trust it. Always trust your gut. Trust your gut about people that come into your life. Trust your gut about bad situations, good situations, when to say yes to things, when to say no to things. This is huge for me, especially as a manifesting generator in my human design 3-5 profile. I need to use my mm-hmms and my mm-mms, okay? This is like a big thing. It's like my internal yes or my internal no. If someone asks me to do something, like, oh, hey, do you want to come over on Wednesday night? Da-da-da-da. I will intuitively feel if it's the right choice or not based on my gut reaction. So using your gut reaction to decide if you want to do something, if something's in alignment, is huge. Really important to trust your gut. If you are feeling stagnant, it's probably because you don't have a deep enough problem to solve. If your life is comfortable or you don't feel a sense of urgency to change things, then you'll stay in your same routine over and over again because nothing is wrong. Let's say that you have a perfect life, quote unquote. You're making the perfect amount of money. You have like a basic life. You have no reason to evolve. You have no reason to achieve higher because you're comfortable. This is why comfort kills dreams. Comfort is the dream killer. You don't want to be comfortable all the time. You want to be safe. You want to fulfill Maslow's hierarchy of needs. But you also want to put yourself in intentional, uncomfortable situations so that you can evolve, so that you can test yourself. The best entrepreneurs in the world solve problems that are not theirs to fix. Beautiful. I love that quote. And they take on other people's problems in the most efficient way. This is why they become so successful. Think of Sarah Blakely, the entrepreneur who created Spanx. She identified a common problem that women face, the desire for comfortable and effective undergarments that provide a smoother and more flattering appearance under clothing. This was huge for women. She created this to help women feel like their best selves. And she didn't just do it for her. She saw a need. She jumped on that need. Now she's like probably a billionaire. Elon Musk, Sam Altman, and other co-founders of ChatGPT created an AI software that enables the public to learn at a faster speed, to create at a rapid rate. If you are not using ChatGPT right now, I don't even know if you're living under a rock or what, but it's the best technology that we have so far to create superhuman skills if used in an effective way. to expand and elevate consciousness. If you use it to help you, you use ChatGPT as an assistant for your knowledge and your growth, oh my gosh. So these people have helped solve problems. Jeff Bezos and Amazon, being one of the leading delivery companies in the world, makes buying things extremely easy and convenient. So ask yourself, what does the world need and what are your expertise to solve the problem and get there? Use this beautiful diagram called Ikigai online. You can look it up. Everyone uses this to figure out what their skills are, what their passions are, how they can monetize their passions, and what the world needs from them. So another reason for stagnation is you've become a consumer instead of a creator. When you're consuming all the time, things that happen is that you limit your personal growth. Creating literally allows you to become a channel, a vessel for God source energy to be expressed through your unique signature. You want to express your unique perspective and cultivate a sense of accomplishment and self-worth. You also become such a better artist, such a better form of uniqueness in this universe. But when you're consuming all the time, you lose yourself in the voices of other people. You become a carbon copy. You become very disconnected from your intuition and your voice, okay? You literally have unique skills, unique talents that you are here to actualize and activate so that you can help others become more unique and help them activate and actualize their own gifts. So ask yourself, what are your strengths as a creator? One of mine is singing, using my voice. For the longest time, I haven't used my voice because there have been huge blocks and resistance to doing so. I do think that one of our biggest challenges in this lifetime is going to be related to our gifts. We're gonna have to work through all the limiting beliefs to just activate our biggest, greatest spiritual gifts. So know that if you know that you are talented and gifted and you're not working towards these talents or gifts, you're not the only person. There are limiting beliefs blocking you from doing it. So you need to ask yourself, what is blocking you? Why you're not showing up as your highest self? Why you're not working on these gifts? Who loses if you work on your gifts? Ask yourself, what will happen if I activate my gifts? What am I afraid of if I activate my gifts, okay? Another reason for stagnation is you have this idea of perfection. You want to fulfill this idea of perfection. You think that if you show up and you do things, it's not going to be the right way. There is no right way. There is no perfection. It doesn't exist. But you already probably know this. So why is there a block? Literally nothing in life is perfect. You could be the perfect ideal in your mind and everyone will pick you apart and figure out 1,000 reasons as to why you are not perfect. So this idea of perfection is subjective. You're never going to be perfect to everyone. You would rather be hated for who you are at your core than loved for someone you are not. So some of our best work is found in the candid moments. Like some of the best photos that have ever been taken of us have been in candid moments when we're like, oh my God, I look like that when I'm smiling at my phone. Or like, oh, I looked so pretty playing with my cats or whatever. When we are being the realest, most uncontrived versions of ourselves, we are being human. And it's in that humanness that people admire, you know, humans. So be more candid, figure out how you can do that and show up in a more candid way. Another reason for stagnation, you're staying busy to distract yourself from all of the unhealed trauma and shadow work that you should be doing. A lot of people say, I'm too busy or I'm so busy for this, but they're not being productive. So what moves the needle forward to the legacy that you want to leave behind? That's how you know the difference between being busy and being productive. Being busy is waking up, going shopping in the morning, grocery shopping, running errands, doing a bunch of things, maybe being on social media a little bit, creating content, sure, whatever. But is this content contributing to your legacy? Are you called to more long-form content that can contribute to this legacy that you want to leave behind? Or are you doing little forms of content that isn't going anywhere? You know it's not going to elevate you. You know it's not going to evolve you. So ask yourself, are you being busy or are you being productive? And another thing is you're trying to heal everyone else, but you're not focused on what you need. It is so cringe to see people try to heal other people without working on what they need, without the medicine for their own souls, because that's actually how we heal others the most, is when we find the medicine that we need, and then we start sharing it with others because we're like, listen, this is how I heal. This is how you need to heal. That's way better than being like, you know what you guys need to do? You guys need to do this. But then you feel that they haven't embodied that. You feel that they're not going through that same journey. They're not healing the things that they're telling you to heal. So you want to focus on the medicine that you need and genuinely heal yourself so that when you speak about what other people need to do, they listen to you because they're like, this is real for her. She actually healed by doing this, by using this form of medicine. I want to use this form of medicine because she's healing by doing it. So be the change you want to see in the world. Drink your own medicine, give the recipe to others when you know that the recipe works for you. So with all of that stagnation, all the reasons for why you're not taking aligned action, what is aligned action? And how do we shift from stagnation to aligned action? Taking aligned action means being present. Eckhart Tolle teaches the importance of acting from a place of stillness and inner alignment rather than being driven solely by external circumstances or the ego's desires. This is true. When we get caught up in what everyone else is doing, we don't even hear ourselves anymore. So presence, hearing the internal whisper of your soul or whisper from God, is so important because through that presence, through meditation, through silence, you hear everything. You hear data, you hear your spirit guides, you hear the angels, you hear past memories that live within you. You hear your future self calling you in a certain direction. Stillness and presence is what you need for aligned action. You're not going to find it in all this stimulation. You're not going to find it in the next social media post. You're not going to find it in the next book that you open. You might. But if you are lost and there's too much noise around you, you need to take it away and just get very still. Don't get caught up in what other people are doing. Don't get caught up in the comparison game. Don't ask yourself, what are they doing? What do I need to be doing? No. Find the whisper within. Calm everything. Find inner alignment. Ask yourself, am I doing this for my ego? Or am I doing this for my highest evolution? Biggest game changer. Take aligned action from purpose. Jay Shetty has a quote that goes, when you protect your purpose protects you. Oof, I love that quote. This highlights how when you work on your skills, when you work on following the path of your purpose, when you work on progressing your expertise, you will attract abundance and opportunities that put you in the right place at the right time with the right people. Your purpose will show you the way when you get lost. And your focus on your purpose will keep you in alignment with your life's mission. So even if you get off track, you know exactly what you're going after. You're working on the skills. You're working on everything leading you towards your purpose. And maybe if you can't see the end destination yet, it's because you just need to take one step in front of the next, one step in front of the other. And by taking that one step in front of the other, the path reveals itself. You just have to actually take that one step. Take aligned action from a higher source, the divine, the collective consciousness. The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. One of my favorite quotes. I've literally been dropping all of my favorite quotes in this podcast. This is such an empowering quote because it reminds us that we're all connected and in this life experience together. When we're too focused on our needs, what we want, what we desire, how can I make my life better? It becomes so empty. Even if you end up getting the $1 million home, okay? If you end up getting the legacy and the generational wealth for your own family, like there's still gonna be this sort of emptiness because you're going to want to help people on the way there. You're going to want to help God's world. How many times have you had a bad day? And then you help someone, you do a little act of kindness, and all of a sudden your day is better. That's because you're literally creating good karma for yourself. You're literally erasing any bad karmic debts just by doing something good for someone. Now that's like universal energy that's gonna come back to you maybe in a week from now. But you feel that it's like the universe sees you and now that's gonna be repaid to you. So nothing goes unnoticed in this universe. Take aligned action from a higher source. Your suffering is my suffering. So whatever happens across this world, if, you know, there's been crazy things happening in the past couple years, I feel that because that situation affects the collective consciousness, which then I feel upon waking up. Look into the Schumann resonance. We might lose our spark when we're focused on our own agenda. So these acts of kindness change you and remind you that you're not here experiencing this suffering or these blessings alone. Share them. Share your blessings. Take aligned action vibrationally and emotionally. Neville Goddard says, feeling is the secret. He urges us to listen to what evokes our highest excitement and joy and then fucking follow that. Ever, literally, go into that presence, go into that state of presence, and then ask yourself, what would make me the happiest to do right now? And if it's to literally take a nap, go take that nap. Don't judge the nap, because you're not going to be following the highest path and timeline for your life. If you're like, no, and then there's like this second voice in your head that has this conversation and is like, no, but if I take a nap, then I'm not going to be able to create content, or if I take a nap, then I'm not going to be able to do this, and then I'm going to judge myself for doing this because I took a nap. No, take the nap, 30 minutes, you're going to wake up refreshed, and then there's going to be another piece of advice telling you, another highest excitement or highest joy bringing you into the next moment. So our days are filled up of little exciting moments. You can think of it as segment intending. Okay? Every moment from the minute you wake up will show you the next step to take throughout your day based on your highest excitement. Follow that, because that nap could have sparked some thought within you now that you're well rested. Now you have all this abundance of energy to maybe create your first song, or maybe just do something completely different. Maybe you want to go on a walk now. And when you go for your walk, you meet someone really important, or you just meet someone who teaches you a giant spiritual lesson. Follow the highest excitement in your day. Neville Goddard also talks about living in the end state. So we want to take action that will align us to be in this energy that it's already happening for us, okay? Living in the end state, your manifestation has already come. You are already the person you envision yourself to be. Take action from that state, because the energy that you are going to embody is going to be from the end state, from the aligned person, from the person you're calling in. You're already going to be in that vibration because you see them, you visualize them, you've used your imagination to create the reality you want. Right now, I'm already in my $1 million home. I have my 4 kids in the bedroom with their father, and they're all playing, and I'm recording this podcast, and I'm going to leave this podcast and go play with my big giant family, and we're going to go do a bunch of things. But that's not the actual case of my 3D reality right now. But it is the case of my higher mind through which I'm communicating to you. Bye. And so when we understand that, it's so much easier to manifest that life, because I'm already tapping into my future self and who I want to be. So use your imagination, take aligned action vibrationally and emotionally. This is how you quantum leap into the life that you want. So Abraham Hicks talks about never acting from a place of worry, fear, or anxiety. All the moments in your day, if you act from worry, fear, or anxiety, will multiply. So let's say you're like, no, I don't want to take that nap because blank, blank, blank. So let me do the blank, blank, blank. So then let's say you're like, okay, instead of the nap, now I'm gonna read a book, because reading will make me feel better about myself because I haven't read in a long time. Okay, so already right there, that's not the highest choice. You don't actually want to be reading as the highest choice. Even if it looks good on paper, or people will be really happy around you because you're evolving your knowledge, but that's not your frequency's highest choice. But so you open the book, and now you read 20 pages just to read the 20 pages. You put the book away, but you still have this feeling of like, that's not it, that didn't hit, that wasn't satisfying. But you know what I should do? I should go work on a project or something. You work on the project, and then it's not satisfying to you, and you still have this persistent feeling of dissatisfaction. It's because you didn't listen to the initial highest frequency, which was to go take your nap. If you're feeling thoughts of hopelessness, apathy, frustration, or anything that causes suffering or dissonance in your mind, then taking action from this state will cause further misalignment, which will put you on a path far from where your highest desires are. So although it might seem selfish in the moment to listen to your highest desire, it's actually the most selfless thing you can do. going for that nap is the most selfless thing that you can do for everyone around you, because now you're vibrationally aligned and you show others how to be the same way. If you know Bashar talks about only taking actions that make you feel good, aligning your thoughts and your beliefs with your intuitive impulses. So he also says, whenever you feel the urge to do something, act on it right away. Don't overthink it. Don't push it to another time. Take courageous action, because the only way for our realities to change is through consistent aligned action. These are all incredible spiritual teachers that I highly recommend you research their work, because they are brilliant minds, expanded consciousnesses. What is the plural of consciousness? So go research those teachers. They're incredible. So to sum up the podcast, how do we take aligned action? Be present and hear your inner guidance. Reset before taking action. Act from a place of inner consciousness and not external stimulus or ego desires. Understand your purpose, your why, and what your mission is. What is the legacy you desire to leave behind? Who are you doing all of this for? Find yourself through serving others. Little acts of kindness sprinkled throughout the day, creating good karma for you, okay? Listen to your emotions, your intuitive impulses, and your divine downloads. They are coming to you for a reason, from the divine. Listen to these higher states of consciousness. They're guiding you. Take aligned action that feels exciting and joyful for you to take. When you follow your passion, light yourself ablaze. People will come and flock to the show to be around the campfire, to watch the show, okay? Light your heart ablaze. Set your soul on fire and watch what happens. People will flock to you. And also, the public rewards what people do in private. So work on yourself in private. Take all of this aligned action. You can do it. Believe in the intuitive whisper that tells you what to do next. And just take one step at a time. Just keep repeating that. That's how you'll find alignment. I hope you guys loved this episode. Feel free to leave a 5-star review on your podcast streaming platform. And I'll see you next week for some more magical moments. Bye.